Yeah, in writing about your mom and also even about your dad, who, after all, you know, did abandon you to some degree. How did you do that without falling into rage and self-pity to the extent that it would, you know, that it would be kind of a downer for people to read, which I don't think you did. So, you know, in other words, how did you walk that fine line? Because I think that's a tough one to walk.
I think it's a tough one, too. And I think what happened was that the same survival skills that I had to develop in my actual life, not in my writing life, which is to have hypervigilance and a kind of, not relentless, but a kind of constant sense of humor. Some of it black humor, but sometimes it's just a sense of humor about almost everything. And it has saved me, you know, and it has actually sort of made, I almost made a profession out of it because, I talk on the radio all the time and I've done a lot of live performances. When I was writing about them, two things happened. It would be too awful just to write about them because I would sink right back down into everything that happened. One was that I always have a kind of sense of, well, I should say three things. One is I have a sense of humor about things. And every once in a while, I would just, talk about something that was so absurd or so funny in the midst of the tragedy would lighten things up for me and I hoped for the reader. The second thing was, since I developed a kind of dissociation, if things are so awful, what happens is that kids tend to dissociate. And when I write, when I wrote about them, I was writing not about somebody else's family, but I was able to distance myself in a way which seems somewhat unnatural, but I could do it. That helped me. And the other thing was that, which is part of why I do everything I do, is that I thought that while I was doing this, no matter how bad it was, that someone else could learn something and feel better.